David Hasselhoff here. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. It teaches you everything you need to know to find your perfect mortgage.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser. I'm here with mortgage expert Sean Metter. And let's talk about our show this week. What are some of the things to look forward to?
Yeah, we're going
to
keep it simple. There's a lot of chatter about cash out. People are really starting to get back to spending money. Over the last 10 to 14 days, we're hearing a lot of people calling in, asking for money for travel, asking for money to purchase a boat, purchase another real estate properties. So it seems like people are back to making money, back to business, back to ideas of needing cash. Well, the good news is Network Capital lends their own money. We'll touch base throughout the show. We're going to give you accolades, results, reviews, trends, things that can create the idea of your mind on why now is the time. Rates are low. Cash is easy to get. People are sick and tired of adjustables. They don't want to deal with PMI. They want a safe, secured, fixed mortgage. Here's the show to accomplish these goals. Network Capital standing by. We're running you guys a 15-year fixed again this week because of the feedback last week. Even though it was a holiday weekend, even though there was limited shows, we still had call after call pour in to the hotline of 855 on radio. Now the offer, 15-year fixed, 2%. The APR is down to 2.27. Now keep in mind, no lender fees, quick closings. We have just improved over the last week, just 7 simple days. We've improved the turn times. We wanted to make it easier. We had everybody in the office to push out older files to help the new files get in, get out, simple deals. The number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
What can people expect when they call that number?
Well, simple. It's a licensed mortgage professional, someone that knows their products, that knows how to get these loans to the finish line fast and easy. Because at the end of the day, rates are low, Teresa. Like, the customers already know it's going to be a low fixed rate. The only other deciding factors, is it the best loan now? Should they buy it down? Should they look at a free interest rate? Should they maybe pull cash out since rates are expected to go up? There's a lot of creative ideas, but I recommend having a fresh mind. Mindset, calling into the hotline of 855 on radio. Talk about goals. Talk about what you're looking to do. How long do you want to stay in the home? When do you want to retire? How many miles are left on the vehicle? Are you sending your kids to private school? Do you need college money? Do you want to start investing in the stock market since it's been a good week already? So there's a lot of ideas that you guys could use, but what you ultimately need is someone that can get the low rate, can do it with little fees, can get you to the finish line fast and easy. I believe in my heart that package deal, that combination can be achieved at Network Capital. The number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Getting to a little bit of news, and you touched on this, Bloomberg reporting that U.S. mortgage rates have dropped, and they're calling it the first slide since January. So we're seeing low numbers go even lower.
Well, here's the thing, Teresa, and I'm going to give my words, and I'll read a paragraph from this article, is there's a lot of more people going back to the office. They're getting less time, let's say, at the home and being remote. You're having more states opening up, less mask policies, more people are feeling confident, more vaccines. There's just a lot going on right now. It's got a lot of people in a little bit of a panic that rates are going to go up, that they're going to lose out on some savings. I agree with them, though. Like, I wouldn't panic. But what I would tell you is the odds are that they are going to go the wrong way on us, not down. So we really need to treat today like this is the last of the low rate era. Let's strike while the iron's hot. Now, on Bloomberg, they said U.S. mortgage rates dropped for the first time since January, snapping a streak of 7 straight weekly gains. Mortgage rates are tracking yields for the benchmark 10-year treasuries, which have slipped this week after reaching levels not seen since before the pandemic. Now, mortgage rates plunged in 2020 and hit a record low in January. Since then, borrowing costs have ticked up as vaccines fuel optimism about an economic recovery and investors bet that inflation will accelerate. Now, while still low by historical standards, mortgage radio listeners are rushing to call in, secure today's pricing of 2% on a 15-year fix with an APR down to 2.27. In my opinion, it's an excellent time to see how much you could save, or really, how much you might be overpaying on your situation, not just your mortgage. Call our friends at Network Capital. See what options are available for your family. The number to get started. Have your phones ready. I'm going to give it to you a couple of times. 855 on radio. That's no lender fees, no processing, no underwriting, no origination fees. They don't charge you guys to lock. There's no doc prep service fee, quick closings, rock bottom rates that are fixed at 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Sean, I'm going to ask it because everyone's thinking it. What's the catch?
Well, the catch is it's not done today. Like, you can't just pick up the phone, dial 855 on radio, tell them, lock it, let's secure this, and then the deal's done. There is a process. Every state makes it take at least 10 business days. Now, in my opinion, not trying to bash state laws and things, but if there were no laws, some of these, like VA IRLs or no appraisal deals or people that are pay stub, W-2, or retired for their incomes, those can be done in hours. Like, it's quite simple. Self-employed, different story. I feel like the industry is not treating them as good as like a pay stub W-2 retired customer. So there's layers to their kind of performance. But at the end of the day, it's fast. It's easy. You have to have a benefits consultation. Now, keep in mind what they usually call in with, Teresa, the idea they originally are thinking, that's what I want to do. They usually don't do that. They actually call in to just drop the rate and payment. We get it, guys. Everybody wants a low rate. Everybody wants a low payment. But is that always the best deal for you? And usually it's not. The best deal for the majority of these are cashing out, paying off their credit cards, getting rid of collections, improving their credit, doing home improvements. I'm seeing a lot of phone calls that dial 855 on radio that save more than $1,000 a month. We have results that we're going to show you to kind of really kind of paint the picture of what you can accomplish. I'm seeing phone calls where they're calling in, doing home improvements, making the house better and more made to measure, and still paying less. People pulling cash out for stock markets. So there's a lot of cool ideas. It's really on what is available. What can you achieve? What are your statistics for, income, credit, equity positions? These things matter, but start with the call. Have a clear mindset. Be upfront. Work with us. Let's work together as a team to lock while these rates are this rock bottom. The number 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
I'm so glad you talked about the process because I'm so excited to share a review with you. It's from Susie out in Fort Washington, Maryland. She listens to our show on WMAL 105.9. And I think we do have some older people calling who might not be as comfortable. They're not digital natives. And I wanted to share about her going through the process and how helpful she found her mortgage banker. And I should add, there are over 5,000 five-star reviews about Network Capital online. This particular one is from the Consumer Affairs website. I'm going to read it to you now. She writes, "Thank you, Grant. I want to inform Network Capital Funding Corporation about the outstanding work that Mr. Grant Horwitz did for me personally refinancing my property. He was very professional, articulate, and possessed a wealth of human relations skills. May I share how Mr. Grant navigated his strengths and worked with me, a senior, who was reluctant to trust him as well as not wanting to relinquish personal information? First, Mr. Grant was very informal. He assured me that he was going to make me feel comfortable with the entire process. I told him I was not a computer person, and doing business of this magnitude online and signing documents was not easy for me. Finally, he taught me with confidence how to fill out forms, sign and email documents. What an awesome instructor. Kudos to him." Well, Sean, this made me think of my dad, who's 77. He plays pickleball every day. But, you know, DocuSign isn't something that comes naturally to him. Of course he can understand it, but he might need a little help and a little assistance, such as what Mr. Grant Horwitz did for Susie. So I just want to say a huge thank you to Susie for these kind words. I know Grant appreciates it. And even younger people might not always be comfortable doing things online or feeling like they're relinquishing personal information. So it's this kind of customer service that comes up again and again in the hundreds of reviews that you and I have shared over the years.
Yeah, I 100% agree. But I got to give a lot of credit to the customer, Susie. She communicated like we can't pick your brain like or kind of already know what your mind is thinking unless you share with us. Let us know your tolerances, maybe your weaknesses or what you're great at, because like this customer asked for the help. So of course, as an efficient team, Grant stepped in. I like the grandkid. He's on Team Yvonne Ramos. This guy's a former athlete. Telling me he hits bombs. He was a great baseball player. I love the kid. I think if you get Grant on the phone, you're lucky because he knows his products. He knows his product. He's in there nonstop. I mean, I show up every morning at like 6:50 and I always see the lights on. It's always Anthony Baronsi. It's always Grant. It's always James. There's always a couple of the guys already in there chipping away to achieve benefit. Make sure that they lock these loans before before the market opens and moves. So if you guys need some help, the bankers will assist you. Like, they'll stay on the phone, they'll walk you through everything. No question is a bad question. We actually rather have them ask the questions up front, because then it's smooth sailing to the finish line. We don't want to have any doubt throughout the process. And speaking of efficient teams, I got to get it in on this in the first segment. Shout out to the UCLA Bruins basketball last weekend. I mean, first off, they were all calling in. We could hear the games in the background, and it was a little tough to kind of hear some of their questions, but we could hear the game going. It was one of the most exciting games. Shout out to Juzang and Tiger, and that was so fun. I'm thinking, man, I'm 37, and my 37 years of watching ball, I can't think of a better game than Gonzaga UCLA. So, I mean, I had to get that in on the show. I know this is a mortgage radio show, but
no, I'm glad you did.
We got a lot of LA clientele calling in from whether it's KIB, KFI, a lot of the local stations. So shout out to everybody that runs this show. You guys are doing excellent work. You're getting us people that want to see success, that want savings, that want to capitalize while rates are this rock bottom. I mean, have you guys heard of pricing in your tenure of being a homeowner of rates like 2% on a 15-year fix? Other than the last year, no, you haven't. So this is why we got to take full advantage. The problem last year, even though it was the lowest rates ever, a lot of people weren't working. So we couldn't accomplish 100% of the calls. Now a lot more people are back to work, back to business, back to making money, back to making their payments. So now we're back to saving you guys money. The rates are still in a prime position. Who knows for how long? But while they're here, we're taking full advantage. Here's the number to register and lock. It's a 15-year fixed, no lender fee special, 2% on the rate. For select scenarios, the APR is down to 2.27. Call these guys. Network Capital standing by at 855 on radio.
Do you have data? How much are callers saving?
Well, in 2019, okay, so we still got to use 2019 right now. For people that wanted a 30-year fix, that dialed 855 on radio, that did cash out, primary residence, used all but, let's say, $1,000 of the cash to pay down and eliminate debt, those families save $550 a month, $6,600 a year. They cleaned up credit. They got the financial monkey of stress off their back. They achieved a month off the mortgage, potentially an escrow refund. It was a great year, and I can tell you this, 2020 was a lot more electric. Call Network Capital, 855 on radio.
Well, $550 a month, very impressive average savings, but we're going to share recent results, actual results from one of our listeners. This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips. Before we get to some results from a listener who called in, did a refi, I was hoping you could review the offer for those just joining us now.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone that calls in, like if we get 4,500 calls on a Saturday and they bring up the HOF, that 4,500 of them love them. It's like across the board. I've never met a person or seen a person that is this beloved across the country. No matter where they call from, they always bring up the HOF. So it means a lot, you guys. But I can tell you something you guys like even more than the HOF. That's rock bottom rates, especially when they're fixed, they're safe, they're secured, and you're not having to pay an arm and a leg for it. People can't stand slow processes, sending in a lot of documents, and taking advantage with a lot of fees. Fees on fees on fees does not sound like something we want to have you guys go down that path. I like safe, secure 2%, 15-year fixed mortgages with an APR clear down to 2.27. We don't charge lender fees, like no processing, no underwriting, no origination, no rate lock fees. The turn times are greatly improving. I could tell you by next week, we're going to be even closer to getting back to the 10-day processes for people that are pay stub W-2 driven. But at the end of the day, rates are low. Cash is easy to get. People are getting rid of PMI. There's a lot of no appraisals. We have trends, accolades, results, reviews. We have a lot more to share with you guys this week. We're even going to talk about in-between programs other than 30 and 15. So I'm excited for you, but I got to tell you this. You need to call in. You need to strike while it's here, because come Monday, this thing can already move and then you lost a lot of benefit. The number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
And now we've arrived at my favorite part of the show, when you share recent results from one of our listeners. It gives people so many ideas, and it always gets people calling 855 on radio. Just a quick reminder, mortgage bankers are standing by right now, live, to answer your questions. It is a no-cost benefits analysis. That's just a fancy way of saying it's a free conversation about your specific situation. It's available now, 855-ON-RADIO. And now to some results. It'll get your mind working.
Yeah, this one ties in a lot of the trends, and it also gets a lot of the people that maybe don't have the best credit to call in, because this was someone that had a 4.375% rate before they dialed 855-ON-RADIO. Now, the problem was they didn't have the most pretty credit. It was 657 on the credit score. So they had a goal of fixing the credit, unloading the debt, getting cash to do home improvements. They want to stay in place. They want to keep the property. They want to grow old, and they wanted it more customized for their lifestyle now and years to come. We were able to achieve all of this in one simple refinance. Now, before you hear the alarming savings, know this. Their balance on their mortgage wasn't even $200,000. So for people that have below $200,000 loan amounts, you can still see alarming savings. Watch this. 30-year fixed to 30-year fixed. Got an escrow refund, next better payments in June, closed in 13 business days, no appraisal, paid off $61,000 worth of credit card debts. Check this, $61,000 in credit card debts was $300 more a month than their $198,000 mortgage. So they were paying more on the debts. What's that tell me? High rates. Not a good deal. Something that needed to get wiped clean. So we unloaded those debts, gave them a fresh start, got a credit enhancer, improved their credit position for many years to come to where they get better rates the next time they go to utilize credit. They also wanted almost $47,000 for home improvements. Meanwhile, no more debt, home improvements, much better fixed rate, and being a better borrower. On top of this, they're saving $1,328 a month, $365,000 over the life of the loan. They heard us on the WMAL 105.9 FM mortgage radio show, so it meant the world that they called in, they followed direction, they actually bought down their interest rate because they're worried that rates are going to go up. We're seeing a lot more people invest a little bit of closing costs to go below market to get a better payment, to get a better deal. If that's you, call these guys. 855-ON-RADIO. That's 855-ON-RADIO.
Okay, everything that you just described is nothing like any experience that I ever had taking out a mortgage with a bank. So can you describe the difference between Network Capital, which is considered a direct lender, and a bank? And why do you think a direct lender is just a better deal overall for customers?
I mean, since we just came out of March Madness, I might as well keep the theme of basketball. And for
let's do it.
You know, for my Laker people and UCLA fans that are still calling, they told me Seg 1 was UCLA galore. So I look at it like, okay, if I want the best deal on my basketball, I'm hitting up Raldin's or Spalding. Okay, so I'm going direct. I'm going straight to them. I'm not going to Big Five Sports or Dick's Sports or Play It Again Sports. I'm going to get charged a fee because there's a middleman. I'm not getting direct access to the goods. When you're dealing with a direct lender, you're getting the decision maker on the phone. They don't have to go through a broker. They make their own call. Like some of these loans, Network Capital is going to service. So I like that they're exception-based driven. They can go below market to muster up net tangible benefit. For example, a lot of places, if you have a 3.375, you know, fixed 30-year, you might not be able to save money a lot of these lenders. We can go below market, muster up benefit, find ways to create some savings for you because we're the decision makers. We can cut into the margin to make savings get created for the families. I like a direct lender because amongst the lowest rates in the business can be achieved, amongst the fastest turn times, less paperwork, better communication. It's more downhill. Let's be real. The customers don't want to do hardly any work. All they want is savings. They want to be told the truth. They want to know they got a good deal. And then if they made the bad call and they did it now and the rates plummet, they want to make sure that you're going to call them back and drop the rate again. That is how Network Capital is built. They're built for speed. They're built for the long haul. I believe they're the perfect fit in the mortgage business today. The number, it's 855-ON-RADIO. Again, 855-ON-RADIO.
Okay, I know this isn't hot talk like your UCLA basketball talk, but it is interesting to people who are thinking about doing a refi. I want to talk about terms. So you've been touting the 15-year fix for as long as I've known you. I think that's the offer this week, right? 2%. So Why do you like the 15-year, and are there tweeners, like between a 15 and a 30?
Yeah, actually, people are starting to take advantage. Like, to be real, Teresa, before, I'd say a couple months ago, it was always 30 or 15, because the 10 and the 15 were so similar. They chose the 15 because you weren't getting the rate break to force yourself into the 10-year to pay it off in five less years. So the 15-year got you the great rate and the great payment. Well, the same with the 30 and the 20. They were so similar, almost identical on the rate. In some cases, the 30-year was pricing better than the 20, and to me that made no sense, but it was happening. So they did 15 or 30. It was really just black or white. Nowadays, they're actually trying this trick, and I love it. So let's say they have like 310 payments remaining on a 30-year. So what they're trying to do is, instead of going clear to a 20 and maybe the payment going slightly up, or going back to 30 and having a little bit of false savings, they're going slightly forward, trying the trifecta. Lower rate, lower payment, shorter term. I will always be on board with the trifecta. Nobody can convince me that that's not a good deal for a homeowner, because if you could lower the rate, lower the payment, and shorten the term to have the home paid off, that's the best of all worlds. You see more noticeable results. Now, I recommend calling in. Let us do a case-by-case scenario. It's not just everybody should do the 15 or everyone should do the 20 or the 30. 20 years pricing incredibly right now. I have a lot of guys locking in the 20. So let's find out what's the best deal for you. Once we see all the cards on the table in front of us, we'll be able to put together a comprehensive savings analysis that'll be on one sheet of paper, where you know all the benefits. You know exactly what you're getting. It'll be easy for whether you've done one refinance, no refinances, or if you've done hundreds of these. You'll easily know all the terms and conditions. The number, 855-ON-RADIO. This week, it's a 15-year fixed, 2%, 2.27 on the APR for select homeowners, especially if you guys got a nice size loan, a low loan to value, a good debt to income, pay stub and W-2 driven, you have a high percentage chance to lock in today's historic low rates. The number, 855-ON-RADIO. That's 855-ON-RADIO.
I want to delve a little bit more into the process. Earlier, we shared this great review from Susie. She's a senior citizen. She lives out in Fort Washington, Maryland. And she said she was hesitant because she says, I'm not a computer person, and doing business of this magnitude online, signing documents, it wasn't easy for her. And her mortgage banker, Mr. Grant Horwitz, helped her through this. But then, of course, there are people who cannot stand doing actual paperwork, filling out forms, signing, dealing with documents. So, listen, I've just covered every age group. Nobody likes paperwork, whether it's the hard copy, whether it's digital. Explain what Network Capital is doing with this aspect of the process. How are they making the loan process more user-friendly?
Well, spoiler alert, I'm not good on the computer either. Even though I'm young, I'm 37 years old, you know, I'm not the best at computers. I never really had passion or care to really want to learn all that. I was so focused on sports, you know, all about my family and just really about having fun and living the now and living the moment. I didn't really care too much about, you know, learning all the docu-signs of the world and all that computer stuff. I always had people help me with that. So if you need help with that, we'll gladly take on the weight. It's actually quite easy. I did a couple for my purchase. I did a couple for a couple buddies that I co-signed for as well. So it's quite simple. You're clicking a button. You're clicking everywhere that the arrows show. It takes you to the next signature spot. It's very easy, but we will chip in. We will help. Now for paperwork, we're really utilizing the software of the world nowadays. It's a software-driven industry between secure links like Dropbox and PointServe. You can also gather their income documents through Work Number these days, as long as you can spell the employer information correctly and at least get their job title and company information correct. You could click a button and have the pay stubs, W-2s, and the exact start date of employment signed off in seconds. Call today. We'll help you in all avenues. The number to get rolling, 855-ON-RADIO.
Stay with us. We've got more reviews, more results when we come back.
David Asseloff here. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. It teaches you everything you need to know to find your perfect mortgage.
Welcome back. This is The Mortgage Radio Show. Teresa Strasser back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. I'm hoping you can repeat the offer. And Sean, who are we hearing from today? What parts of the country?
I mean, it's our usual suspects. I mean, California is just crushing right now. I think a lot has to do with the weather. People are past the holiday hangover. People are definitely more interested in saving money, because we don't have to sell you guys that the rates are rock bottom. You already know that. You've already had a full year to digest this. Now you're starting to worry they're going to go the wrong way on you. When they're going down every day, there's less urgency. Now when there's a fear of these things going up and maybe getting to the 3.5%, 4%, 5% range, people have a need. They're driven to say yes. They want to achieve benefit. They want to lock and load. They don't want to touch this again. So we're hearing from D.C., Maryland, New York, New Jersey. We're getting a lot of calls in states we're not licensed in, like Connecticut. I don't know who keeps advertising there, but we're not even licensed there, you guys. I wish we were. My state of West Virginia, I wish. We're trying so hard to help you guys. A lot of calls in Texas, Chicago, Illinois. Phoenix is booming. You guys aren't messing around. I'm proud of everybody from Phoenix. One, your team's crushing it in the NBA. I hope you guys can battle my Lakers. That would be so fun. That'd be a blessing. I'd love to see that battle. But it's really California, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Those are dominating. Miami's heating up as well. So utilize this show. Colorado's calling in to 855 on radio. But it's mostly because of the rate. The 30-year fix is still rock bottom. But this week, I want to bring you guys the 15-year fix, 2% special at the APR of 2.27. No lender fees, quick closings, tons of no appraisal programs, lots of cash out, whether it's home improvements, elimination of credit card debts, purchasing more real estate, a lot of cool ideas, but it needs to start with a call right here, right now. Network Capital standing by, 855 on radio.
Christina called that number. She's out in Los Angeles. And I'm sharing a review that she wrote because it touches on something that I know you and your mortgage bankers hear a lot. And I should remind you, there are over 5,000 reviews about Network Capital online, 5-star reviews. Why does this matter? I don't know, Sean. I've always told you I'm a review person. I don't buy a stain remover, a moisturizer, a sofa, a book, a pair of cleats without reading reviews. So I don't think I'd be comfortable doing a refi without reading a few reviews. And like I said, they're wherever you find reviews. They're on Yelp, TrustLink, the Better Business Bureau's website, the Consumer Affairs website. But Christina's review, as I mentioned, you know, you might relate. So I'll just read it to you. She writes, solid, reputable lender. We have dealt with many different lenders on multiple properties, and after canceling another pending loan mid-process due to frustration with difficult agents, we decided to move forward with Network Capital and have not looked back. If you want superior personal attention service, I will highly recommend this lender. A special thanks to our amazing agents who were on top of the process the entire time, Travis Walker and Sebastian Visball. Great customer service. Well, thank you so much for this kind review. I'm thanking you on behalf of Travis and Sebastian. I cannot tell you how much this means to them, how much they appreciate this. Customer service is very, very critical to the mission at Network Capital. And that is illustrated in all of the 5,000 reviews. But here's why I wanted to share hers. So somebody was in the middle of the process with another lender, and Sean, it wasn't going well. And I think she's being very euphemistic when she says that they were, quote, difficult. But obviously, this was not a smooth process, and she wanted out. And you're hearing that a lot from people. So how do you advise somebody who is mid-process?
Well, here's the cool thing. I mean, we're driven. Like, we're competitive. So if we know you're frustrated with another lender, one, we want to undercut the rate. Two, we want a challenge to still get it done before the time slot that they promised. Like, you tell us when they had it all slated to be done, and our goal is push it through underwriting, rush this thing, get it done in a faster turn time at better overall figures. It's quite easy, actually. The customers are quick to jump. They just want the best package deal. Like, there's really no, like, you don't have to be loyal to your lender in this sport, because at the end of the day, it's about getting the best deal. Competition is fierce right now. I can tell you that confidently. And it's really hard to get 5-star reviews, just to be in real. I think the customers will agree that because of so many people saying yes right now, because, like, let's say we're used to doing 1,000 or 2,000 loans a month. Now, all of a sudden, you're doing 9, 10, 11,000 loans in a month, and you're growing rapidly. The chances of mistakes are going to be far greater. You're giving yourself more pitches, more attempts, more bullets to aim at the target. So the problem is even though the volume is through the roof, the 5-star reviews are pouring in because of structure, organization, being disciplined, being accurate, being transparent, being available. I can tell you the best ability in this sport is availability. Being there when the customer needs you, long hours, early, lunch, late at night, over the weekend. I believe Network Capital is the perfect fit for today's businessmen. So call today, find out your best options, challenge us. Let's beat these other lenders. Let's get it done faster. A lot of lenders try to convince the customer to do an appraisal, so they got you hooked. It's like in poker, you're the big blind, you're not committed, you're more likely to continue with the hand. We want to undercut it. We don't want appraisals. I want no speed bumps, no hurdles, nothing that's going to be friction to get you to the finish line. Smooth sailing to the savings finish line. That's all I want. The number 855 on radio. There's specials. They're asking, is there a special on 10, 15, 20, 25, 30? Yes, across the board, rates are rock bottom. I keep drilling the 15-year fix because that's the majority of the phone calls to 855 on radio. Again, 855 on radio.
Now, you're hearing from some folks who did a refi during this pandemic when the rates just plummeted, and they're scared to do another because maybe they got into a little bit of debt. So I have big questions about debt overall, but what would you say to somebody that's scared to lose their low rate and do a refi?
Well, it's case by case. Like, I pay attention to debt to income. So if you have a high debt ratio, but you got a great rate on your house, it's really not essential. It's not really helping you to the fullest level. So a lot of these people did like a 2.5, 2.6, 30-year fix while the rates were the lowest ever. Now they're seeing rates like 2.8 to, let's say, like low threes, and they're hesitant to come off of that rate, but they could pay off all their debt. They can get that debt ratio down a ton. They can get a lot of cash flow and breathing room and less stress and improve their credit. And really, at the end of the day, I would always be down to sacrifice the smallest amount off of my house rate to eliminate all these rates on credit cards. The average credit card rate is like 15.15%. Whether it's car notes, personal loans, student loans, collections, if the deal makes sense and the savings outweighs the cost and the effort, it's a good buy. And I would say yes. So we'll go case by case. We'll go over the figures. We'll show you what a rate reduction program will look like, a term reduction program, a PMI elimination. We have what's called a super express saver program. I call the 15-year fix the principal maximizer, because as you're paying down your balance, you're seeing it just attack the principal. People feel good about seeing results. But let's look at the overall situation, because it's about your blended rate, your overall rate on the entire situation, not just your house. So still call in, still let us run you through the program. There's a lot of people that don't even know about Home Possible, Home Ready. These are like two of my favorite programs that exist. If you've never tried Home Ready, Home Possible, ask your banker to run you through it, see what kind of results you get. It's definitely helping people, let's say, who make less than a certain income limit, who have maybe not the prettiest credit. It's giving you the pricing of the perfect customer. That's why I'm so excited about it. Call today to see if you're approved. The number 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Folks who call that number have been saving on average $550 a month, but I'm hoping you have some more recent results to share. That's just an average, but you have actual dollars and cents from a real case.
You know, I got to hook up a veteran. You know what? I got to call my dad after the show. He's a former military Marine, former counter sniper. So he's going to ask me, did you do anything for the veterans? I already know. First question, not how am I doing? How are my bets? How's my stocks? It's going to be, did you hook up the veterans? So let me run one for you guys. This is trimming over 10 years of fat and still almost getting the exact advertised savings Network Capital specializes in. We advertise $550 a month, and that's on a 30-year. This customer on a VA cash out went shorter term and still save $531 a month, $503,000 over the life of the loan. Want to find out how? This is how he did it. 30-year fix to 15-year fix, escrow refund, next payments in June, closed in 17 business days, paid off $85,700 of credit card debts, which the house payment, $1 greater than the credit card payments, but yet the balance was 7 times greater on the mortgage. So again, that tells me terrible rates on the credit card debts. He had a 3.75% VA loan before he dialed 855 on radio. Now check this. This is a trend. We'll get to it later, but I want to touch on it here as well. They also co-signed for a relative for $40,000 worth of student loans. So they saw value in actually paying off the relative's debts through this refinance, because the son is going to take over the home at some point, but wants to have this on a low fixed rate now to create savings and breathing room and get them on their feet. We're hearing that a lot. They also wanted almost $25,000 for emergency money. They bought down their interest rate. They went to 15-year fix. They definitely got a great interest rate on this one. Meanwhile, they are in a position to save $531 a month and pay off the home in 10 years less than they were originally slated for. That's benefit benefit. That's what I'm so excited about. And for these reasons, I think all veterans should call 855 on radio, whether it's cash out, whether it's the IRL, the no appraisal, no proof of income, quick close, minimum 0.5% rate drop on those deals. 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
I'm not sure if you know whether or not that veteran did have to pay for an appraisal, but how often are you seeing no appraisal loans?
VA cash out, you guys, will always require an appraisal, okay? But conventional cash out, a lot of times can go to 70% of the value and not need one. So I, a lot of times, very rarely will I take someone that's a veteran and not put them in a VA loan. But if I can avoid the appraisal and get a similar rate, a lot of people are trying to avoid these. They don't want people in their home during the COVID days. So dial this number. We'll tell you your best option, 855 on radio.
We've touched on a lot of trends, but there are more. You're going to want to hear this. What are people looking to do in April? We've got more results, we've got more reviews, and of course, the mortgage bankers at Network Capital are standing by right now. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. Teresa Strasser here with mortgage expert Sean Metter. We got a lot to get into here in the fourth quarter, the last segment of our show. But first, let's talk about the rates.
Yeah, I love baseball because when they always would come out to the mound and tap the right or left arm, and then like the John Rocker closer would come running out the bullpen to get there and close the game. I love fourth quarters in all sports because that's where champions are made. This is usually when we get a majority of the calls. They've finally been beaten into submission throughout the show where they're like, all right, that's it. I'm calling in. I'm getting savings. Enough's enough. I keep hearing about these people saving alarming numbers. The average mortgage radio customer in 2019, when rates weren't anywhere near as good as they are today, were saving $550 a month. I love saving people a number that has a comma in it. That's where I get excited. We're going to still talk about debt elimination, trends, accolades, results, reviews. But at the skinny of the show, rates are rock bottom. 15-year fix is down to 2%. Yeah, 2.00% with an APR at 2.27. I love the no lender fee special. I love no appraisals. I like getting rid of PMI with or without the equity position. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of ways to maximize your benefit. But here's the problem. We're not calling you. We need you to call in. Tell us your goals, what you're looking to do. Work with us, not against us. Let's find results. Let's find benefit. Let's put you on a performance plan that's going to put you in the best position now and years to come. The number, 855 on radio. Again, 855 on radio.
That is a very good point because that average monthly savings, $550, is not the average monthly savings for listeners. It's for callers. So Sean just wants you to take that extra step. Worst case scenario, you spent a couple minutes, you walk away knowing that you are in the best possible position for you and for your family. But Sean always tells me 9 out of 10 people, Network Capital can save them money. The number, 855 on radio. That's 855-ONRADIO. And once again, mortgage bankers are standing by right now live to take your call. There are over 5,000 reviews, and all of them touch on the customer service and Network Capital, including this one from Matt. He's out in Ocean City, New Jersey. He posted this on the Consumer Affairs website. He writes, fast and the most incredible service ever. I wasn't even able to have a discussion with lenders in New Jersey, and one phone call made it all happen and close in 11 days. 11 days! Get on it and reach out to Jeremy ASAP. Matt, we love that review, and thank you. Jeremy appreciates you, and I'm glad it happened so fast. And you are saying that the Network Capital is really trying to tighten the turn times.
Well, 100%, because here's what happened is nobody was prepared. Like, I'll be real with you guys. No one was prepared for the amount of volume that poured in 2020. Like, we knew it was going to be good, but never that electric. It was the greatest time in mortgage rate history. So, again, we went from, let's say, doing 1,000 to 2,000 loans a month, and next thing you know, you're doing 12,000 of these. And it's like there's a line out the door tremendously longer than the DMV. So it became overwhelming. It was difficult. It was tough to really make sure we accomplished all the goals. But I could tell you this, if you call in, have a benefits consultation, you'll be happy. The rates in the position, the cash out, the loan, the values, the programs, they're all there to allow you to save money. So be prepared, be structured, be organized, give it a fair chance. While rates are this low, you might as well talk about your situation. Don't wait till the rates move off of these low levels. The number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Okay, we're going to talk about trends in a moment as we head into spring, summer, and I know one of them is debt elimination, but I want to focus on that for a moment first, because unfortunately during this pandemic, a lot of people got into some credit card debt, and a lot of, you know, Americans, we were already in debt, car loans, student loan. You mentioned that in some of your reviews. Now, sometimes, Sean, I have insomnia and I'm up in the middle of the night and I see these commercials, debt settlement, debt repair. What do you think of that versus doing a refi, pulling cash out and paying off your credit card debts and your high interest rate loans?
They can't compete with a cash out refi because the debt settlement idea is using thousands of people and leveraging people not making their payments, damaging their credit, making you almost be in the position where they're selling the creditor that, hey, you're never going to get paid. They're never going to pay. And you're leveraging thousands of people not paying. And all of a sudden, you're trying to one day settle on this amount and pay this amount and then eventually fix the credit. I mean, how long is that going to take? Why do we need to damage stuff to see savings? We'll just leverage the home. House values are soaring right now. People are overpaying left and right for these things. So people now have more equity, more home ownership, more ways to get out of debt. I would recommend increasing your balance on your house slightly, leveraging the property, paying off all your debts, unloading these high rates, seeing alarming savings immediately, and always going in a position where your credit's better. You're not going backwards. You're going forward in every direction. Better payment. A lot of times you're getting a better rate because rates are rock bottom compared to where you had your rate before, and you're improving the credit. I can't see how anyone can go debt settlement in this market. The only way you would is if you don't own a home. If you don't own a home, you're stuck. Like, I get it. Go down that path. Good luck. You're not going to be happy. You're going to be frustrated. You will get rid of the debt, hopefully. But homeowners, you have a great get out of jail free card. You'll see this when we go over trends in the next result. But I love the cash out refinance. That's where the money's at. That's where the most grateful callers or maybe the people that call back and are the most grateful are for those type of situations. Those families are saving an alarming number. A lot of them are $1,000, $2,000 a month because of the rates that you were given. I know I racked up some debt, you know, during the pandemic, and I know a lot of families did as well. So now is the perfect time to get in the position of unloading everything, seeing savings, getting a fresh start, getting your head above sand, and getting the best rate you can and never touching this again. The number, 855 on radio, rock bottom rates, 15-year fix, 2% with an APR down to 2.27. Hurry up before it moves on Monday or Tuesday. The number, 855 on radio.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have a recent result wherein a customer got rid of credit card debt while doing a refi?
100%. These are the ones I love. So I can tell you guys this, guaranteed, I don't guarantee a lot, but guaranteed for the next couple of years that we're on this show, you're going to be seeing cash out refinance results because that is what triggers the calls. This is where you get the alarming savings. So when we're speaking of savings, check this. What if you were able to save $1,900 a month, but you were able to pay off your home 100 less payments? Would you do that deal? Well, this customer did. They listened to us on the Mortgage Radio Show, Phoenix, Arizona, saved $1,903 a month, $681,000 over the life of the loan. They trimmed 104 payments of fat, got a fresh start, enhanced their credit, trimmed it down to 15 years, got the escrow refund, next better payments in June, closed in 12 business days, no home appraisal, unloaded $35,000 worth of credit card debts, unloaded the $11,200 remaining on the vehicle, cashed out because stocks are booming again. People are cashing out for the stocks again. So they wanted almost $35,000 for stock investment ideas. Meanwhile, they trimmed their rate in half. They trimmed the term almost in half, and they're paying almost $2,000 less a month. I'll take two. The number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
I know you've been working with Network Capital for many years. I know that they are a family-run company. What else can you tell people to give them a sense of assurance? And of course, we always tell people, read the reviews online, but what can you tell people who are listening right now, whether they're in the car, whether they're coming home from church, whether they're, you know, mowing the lawn, doing the dishes, doing the laundry? What can you tell people so they can rest assured about Network Capital as a company, that their information is safe and that they will be in good hands.
I tell you, last week, even though it was the Easter weekend, the amount of people that called straight out of church was alarming. It was so fun. Like, the attitudes were through the roof. People were so motivated to see some savings, and we appreciate you guys. Last week was real fun. It was real rewarding, and it meant the world to our team. So you guys said a lot of grateful things, and I could tell it poured in throughout the whole week. It just really set the tone. So I hope the same thing can be this weekend. But talking about Network Capital, they're a lifestyle brand. Teresa was asking me before the break, or during the break, she goes, how come like the banks don't promote the cash out? And I told her, well, it's because they can't compete. The cash out rate at a bank is farther through the roof than like a direct lender. A bank is a little bit closer to a direct lender on a rate and term, but when it comes to cash out, direct lenders are going to smoke them. So Network Capital's belief is unloading the debt. Don't just take the simple route and drop in the rate on the house. Look at the entire situation. They have multiple guys that are in the top 200 mortgage bankers in the country. They have almost 100 bankers that are in the top 1% per Mortgage Executive Magazine, one of the number one ranked lenders per consumeraffairs.com, one of America's fastest growing companies 6 years running. I like that they don't charge lender fees. I like that they're built for speed. People are telling us that turn times at other places are 60, 90, 120 days. Even if you're pay stub and W-2 driven, there's no excuse for that. Self-employed, I get it. There's so many more layers for them. But if you're pay stub, W-2'd, or retired, we would love to speak with you. Now's the time. Network Capital is a top 30 financial service company in the nation. Over 15 years in the business. Over 5,000 five-star reviews. They got rock-bottom rates, a plethora of programs. They know structure. They know organization. They know how to get these approved with the least amount of effort from the customer. That's what you want, right? Call this number, 855-ON-RADIO.
Well, we've touched on a lot of trends, but what else do you think people should know about as we head into spring?
It's real estate. My Lord, they are just dominating right now. People are cashing out, even if they're paid off, okay? So the guys told me last week, a lot of people that were paid off saw investment opportunities to cash out from their primary residence to go and purchase Airbnbs, rental properties, second homes in great states. People will think that travel is going to be booming again, so a lot of families took advantage by having houses across the country, but utilizing their primary residence. Less people are doing cash out from investments. They're doing it all from the primary. Tons of just rate and term refis from the investment home, the second home. But now with some new pricing hits to the investment properties, everyone's moving to primary residence cash out. People are getting rid of home equity lines of credit. People are getting rid of creditors like One Main Financial and Lending Club and Net Credit. They're getting rid of PMI with or without the equity position. No more adjustables. People are sick and tired of that. Fixed rates are so rock bottom. Why would you go adjustable? They're getting rid of credit cards, car notes, student loans, collections, doing cash out home improvements and saving money monthly. Like, who doesn't want to pay less but get a ton of cash to spruce up your home? I'm on board with that 100 out of 100 times. Call today to find out what your options are. Rates are low. Cash is easy to get. 15-year fix just dropped again to 2%. We haven't seen rates drop since January, so we know the phone lines are going to light up today. The number, 855-ON-RADIO. That's 855-ON-RADIO.
Thank you so much to all of you who joined us today. We really appreciate it. For Sean Metter, I'm Teresa Strasser. We will be back next week.